We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyway, we are here at City Place. We are collecting for the Salvation Army. We do this once a year and have for about the past 5-6 years. Bank of America is one of our hosts. And I think Merrill Lynch is kind of involved here a little bit. They're in the building, certainly.
Yeah.
And joining us, the guy with the greatest name in the world, Seamus O'Rourke, which I think is great.
Probably have an awful time on St. Patrick's Day. Do you have to buy a drink on St. Patrick's Day?
For everybody.
Buy it for you.
One or two. Absolutely.
Welcome. It's always good to see you, and it's always good to have Merrill Lynch involved with us for the holiday store.
Well, thank you for having me, and we're glad to be here.
Seamus, let me ask you this. It's one question is technical. Isn't it S-E-A-M-U-S?
It is indeed. I use the H, but that was in 1978, where not a lot of people knew the traditional Gaelic spelling. So,
okay. Oh, really?
We went Americanized with the Gaelic.
Okay.
That's fine. It made it easier for me. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about you asked us off the air what kind of year it's been. Mm-hmm. It's been a pretty good year for the market and everybody else.
It has. It has. From an organizational standpoint, I would say we're finishing up on our best year ever. When you look at Merrill Lynch and Bank of America, we serve really, three groups of individuals. We have our employees, which are the foundation of how we serve our clients and our communities. So we have our employees, we have our communities and our clients, and we have our shareholders. And I think if you measure the success and the results that we've had this year on any of those three, I think we came through very well.
Is it tough balancing three groups like that?
Yeah.
You know, it is. It is, but, there's certain things that you can't control. If you look back to the foundation of Merrill Lynch, Charlie Merrill was one of the founders, and his best saying was the interest of our customers must come first. And if you look at the way that has permeated this organization, now if you look at Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, and our private bank, right now our ask is, what would you like the power to do? So we start from a client-centric standpoint, and then we move out through the organization in order to figure out what solutions we can bring.
Do you find a lot of clients don't know what they want to do?
I have
no idea.
I think it varies. I think there's a lot of clients who know what they want to do.
Right.
There's a lot of clients who think they know what they want to do, and good advisors.
That's dangerous.
Well, I think good advisors are going to challenge folks. One, we're going to make them do the things that they need to do from a planning standpoint and organizing their financial lives. But sometimes, lack of inertia or life gets in the way and they don't do it. And so that's our job to help them do it.
Are you guys go ahead, Joe.
With more information out there, Seamus, do people come to you armed with more information and maybe not the right information?
Well, they certainly come with more information. If you think back to the days when you had to get a stock quote from New York, which is years and years ago, now all you have to do is pick up the smartphone and there's information.
Yep, right.
But access to information doesn't necessarily mean better outcomes.
It
means more emotion, which usually means more need for advice, and that's where we come in.
It's like WebMD, same thing. You go to WebMD, you go into your doc and say, okay, here's what you need to do. And they're going, wait a minute, where'd you hear this? It's crazy.
Very fair.
Let me ask you this. Do you find, and I've seen a lot of reports on this, that a lot of people just really aren't thinking about how to retire? I have Social Security and all this. I'm lucky I have a defined benefit pension, so that's that. But, the fact is a lot of people have no idea what they're going to do as far as retirement. And a lot of people don't save for retirement.
I think the human condition is, if it's a good situation, then we want to focus on it. And if it's not a great situation, we want to avoid or kick that can down the road.
Boy, that's true words.
The state too, Joe.
True words were never spoken.
So,
seriously.
When you look at access to information or automation or, robo-advising and some of these discount operations that exist. And by the way, all of those solutions exist within Merrill in different forms.
Okay.
When you look at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, which is our full-service advice with a financial advisor, my contention is that is an unprecedented platform that our advisors have access to resources that our competition does not, and they do a fantastic job of holding hands with our clients.
Have federal regulations made your job tougher to do?
What do you think?
Yes. Okay. I would say yes.
I would say.
Oh, let me frame it another way, yeah. So I don't sound like a moron. How much harder is it to do your job?
So sorry for the sarcasm, because that's not where I meant.
No, I like that. Trust me. As the king of sarcasm, yeah. I like that. That's good.
So I'll give you an example. Recently, at the federal level, we went through a fiduciary standard. That fiduciary standard was struck down recently, but now it's coming from states.
Okay.
So if you can imagine that there may be 50 different regulatory
ways. Yeah, that probably works well.
It works really well, right? sarcasm intended. But if you come from the client-centric approach, which is the interest of the client and the customer must come first, then whether it's what's called Reg BI, which is what the SEC is trying to introduce, or some of the states, Merrill Lynch is already ahead of the game in being able to do it.
You snuck something in there, Reg BI. What's that?
It's called best interest. So it's the next
iteration. You're doing that.
That's what I'm saying. We're already well positioned to do it because of the way that our firm is structured. So, yes, regulations make it more difficult. Sometimes we have to sift through it and make sure our clients understand why these things are going on, but our firm is already set up to do it.
Is everybody over the 2008 disaster?
Well, I would hope so, because we're in coming into 2020.
Yeah, look how the market is.
You know, if folks got scared and never came back, then they're not over it. You know, if they did what, you know, we encourage them to do, which is to make sure that we take a longer approach to these markets, then they've more than made up for it and then some.
I remember I was sitting there in the afternoon online, God help me, and I'm online and I'm doing the market. I'm looking at the VIX, which is, you know, the volatility index. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, it was weird because all of, during the day, it might go up a little. And then all of a sudden around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, bam, 300, 600, 700 points. That was a scary ride.
Well, so here's my answer to that, right? You're not going to retire at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I mean that again.
You might be retired at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You might get that phone call.
Well, all right. Yeah, you never know.
What I would tell you is that, for lack of a better description, we just had Thanksgiving, and the average individual that invests, let's just say independently, will either get out of the market when their hypothetical turkey timer has popped. They can't take any more. Their anxiety's done.
Yeah.
Right? When you work with a financial advisor and you have a financial plan, we're going to come back to say, all the work that we have done, what does this mean to the goals that you've told us are important? And when those begin to get impacted, then we'll make intelligent decisions, but we don't make them in a vacuum and we don't make them emotional.
Which is the value of having Merrill Lynch work for you.
Well, yeah, and having Seamus here with us.
Right. Indeed.
There you go.
Indeed.
And by the way, are you... A lot of people, some people, are nervous about where the market is because it's way up. And the thought is, well, what goes up must come down. So should you change what's in your portfolio a little bit or what?
Well, that's a very personalized question.
Okay,
so
okay.
I don't want to avoid it, but I literally just listened to a podcast on the way in this morning with Chris Heise and Candace Browning, who are from our research department.
She's always at it.
I would tell you that there's some really good tidbits for our clients and even the public that they can take away from that. But for sure, they're looking into what the 2020s mean versus the prior decade.
Seamus, thanks. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And just a quick one, if I may, just to my financial advisors and the folks at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management, as well as our partners within Bank of America.
Wow.
I just did want to say thank you for the partnership and collaboration and all the hard work throughout the years. And to our clients, thank you for the trust and confidence you placed in us.
Perfect. Thanks, Seamus.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.